News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'm going to do my very best to imitate Melissa. We're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced and directed by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. Her story today is about an exhibit in 1909, the fair and exposition that nearly caused a riot here in El Paso.
Exhibit causes near riot. The first El Paso Fair and Exposition of 1909 was off to a wonderful start. Washington Park was filled with exhibits of horticulture, livestock, flowers, handwork, and more. But perhaps the most exciting of exhibits that opened on the first day of the fair was at the main entrance to the Arts and Textiles Hall. El Pasoans entering the hall were greeted by two large paintings of nude women. People were aghast and yet amazed at the paintings. The first response to the people's protest of the paintings was to cover the nudes with some handmade clothing from the textile exhibit. But the protest reached such proportions that some suggested a riot call to the police. It was then decided to remove the paintings altogether. The artist was so incensed over the reception of her two paintings that she protested by removing all her artwork from the exhibit. To soothe the outraged dignity of the townspeople, particularly the women, the nudes were replaced with a picture of a pastoral landscape with unruffled, soft-eyed cows lazily chewing their cuds. After this, all was serene. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
That was a fun one to discover. I found that in the Women's Club of El Paso, the El Paso Women's Club book. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought it was interesting that the paintings they put up were pastoral cows chewing their cud. I think maybe that was a diss to the women that had complained about the nude paintings.
Hey, we've been married for a long time. I've never seen you be pastoral.
No. And I have to, and the funny part is, it was a female artist that painted them. Mm-hmm. And she just came unglued. I mean, I guess I could understand her feelings.
So the monument in the roundabout wasn't the first time there's been a big stink in El Paso
That's
about artwork.
True. There you go. It's way back then. And Bernie, of course, you're chair of the El Paso County Historical Commission. Can you give us some ideas on what's happening in 2016?
Oh, we've got lots of things going on in 2016. I got to tell you, I'm so proud of the people that are on this group. Prince is one of our members, esteemed members of the commission, appointed by the county commissioner's court. And we just recently held elections, and they've honored me with another year of service, which doubled my salary. And so we're really excited about it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been great. Shelley, who's working so diligently managing our phones back here, is also a commissioner. And very much involved with the Mission Trail. So all these people with their different passions are involved, and we're bringing those things to a forefront. A little project that we started working on for 2016, we talked briefly about social media in kind of a roundabout way in the first hour. Well, the County Historic Commission, even though most of us are a few years older than 18, are very adept at social media and learning more and more all the time. Well, one of the things we're going to try to do as we move forward into the 21st century and beyond is to develop a way to reach out to folks of all walks, especially the aspiring politicians of El Paso County and West Texas. And one thing we wanted to try to do, and we've been pretty successful in garnering the support of many organizations, and that is to use their Facebook pages and have kind of a consortium of social media Facebook pages where we can, every election period, come up with a series of maybe 4, 5, or 6 questions involving heritage and culture, and ask every one of those candidates what their position is, how they'll react to these different things that we're working on, whether it's demolitions or tourism or whatever the case may be. We would like to hear their take on it. And the interesting thing is, in just a very short period of time, we've conjured up over 75,000 likes on miscellaneous Facebook pages around the county. 75,000 people. Now, if you take into consideration that this last election period, less than 6% of registered voters actually went out and voted in El Paso. If we can get these candidates to voice their opinions, now we're not going to take sides, but we're going to come up with a list of questions, ask those questions, post the answers to those questions so that the folks will know how their candidates feel about heritage and culture preservation, preserving the past going into the future, and just make that kind of a campaign a commitment from these folks as they run for offices. I think, and most of us think, that this would be a good way to help the people of the future, get these kids out of the confines of their smartphones and tablets, and out into the history, out into the public, out into the area, out into the environment. Get out there to the Wilderness Park Museum, Museum of Archaeology, Museum of History, and so on, and learn about our heritage and culture.
When's the next meeting of the
next meeting that we've got is coming up here on Monday, January 11th. We have our meetings the second Monday of every month. It is almost always at the United Bank of Paso del Norte, the downtown branch at 401 East Main Street. And anybody and everybody can attend the meetings. You don't have to be a member of the commission. But and we encourage people to come because they'll learn something. Perhaps they'll want to be part of one of our many subgroups that have been growing in intensity and ambition and passion as we move forward. And if they have any questions they would like to find out more about it, call me at 581-7920.
Now, we also want to bring back, we have one more trivia question this hour.
Yes, we do.
And do you have those notes in front of you there?
I have them here somewhere, yes.
Okay. Well, for our next hour, you're in an opportunity to win, again, a choice of prizes, or you could possibly win them both. And the question for the next hour is, what museum is located next door to the El Paso Museum of Archaeology? And so that's an easy one for them to do. And we have
I'm not going to ask the second question because we have to wait for the caller
right.
to call in.
That's right. And there's a chance of winning a Tosca, a $20 gift certificate to Tosca. And what else?
Yes, one of Jackson or Capstone Productions' very great videos. And that would be the
Legends of the Mountains.
Legends of the El Paso Mountains.
So, all right, let's go back. We'll be watching for phone calls on that one. Again, the question was, what museum is located next door to the El Paso Museum of Archaeology? That's got to be a really hard one. But we were back to Maryland on the membership of EPAS. And we want to finish that up because I want to go into the history of the actual museums, the Wilderness Museum, and then the Archaeology Museum.
Okay, great.
Just a reminder.
Yes, the EPAS does have memberships. And then again, you can contact Kay Luther. Her email is kayyote@aol.com. And by becoming an EPAS member, you can take part in the field trips that Jornada Research Institute is developing in Texas and New Mexico. And I also want to mention that Fernie Arias, who's here, he does field trips on behalf of EPAS, has been doing them for many, many years. So again, join EPAS and get involved. And then I wanted to mention that the Jornada Research Institute headman by the name of David Greenwald, he's an archaeologist, he's going to be speaking at the museum on behalf of EPAS on April 16 at 2 p.m., and he's going to talk about a really fascinating site near Tularosa called the Creekside Village site, where it appears to be a pit house village with a kiva.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And that's a whole different story, isn't it?
It for sure is a kiva. I've seen it. I've excavated at it. And it may be the furthest south kiva that's ever been found.
Explain what a kiva is.
A kiva is a ceremonial room. Some of them are underground, some of them are above ground, some of them are round, some of them are square. But you recognize them archaeologically in that they're larger than a regular residential type room, and they don't have residential artifacts in them. they may not have any artifacts, or they may have some ceremonial type artifacts.
And usually a fire pit in the center as a rule?
Yes, there may be a fire pit there. And it would be a larger room than a standard residential room because you're getting the community together in a place like that. So it's wow, this is really going to be big once he gets this all worked out.
Well, that's exciting to hear. Yeah. I love those kind of things. All right, we have Daryl's online too. I think he has the answer to our question. Daryl?
Hi, Melissa.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Do you have the answer to our question?
I hope so. The Border Patrol Museum.
Ta-da!
and I did want to make a comment, and unfortunately I missed the first part of the show, but they about the Museum of Archaeology and that development of that area, if I could make a comment on that.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, the I back in the 66 up through 70, I was with the Parks and Recreation, and I was director out at Nations Tobin Park, and we used to hike up where Trans Mountain was cut through, and go to the springs. And when the six or seven springs used to actually run, and but anyway, I saw a master plan at that time of the development of once the road would be cut, then and the one area where they run off, where there's a cofferdam at, they were going to put a amphitheater type thing, and the museum was in that presentation, and part of the Model Cities program that came into effect in about 67, 68, and that's when they remodeled the beautiful San Jacinto Plaza and tore down, dug up trees and to get the federal funding. But anyway, that museum was in the works and going back that far. So I just wanted to make that comment. And also years later, I was with an organization or a company that did the reclamation work, and my father had had buried some 105 howitzer shells and stuff right up in the area where the museum is, and since its existence back about 7 or 8 years ago, the word got to the folks, and they actually sealed off that area and found and located the munitions and removed them. Which speaks to the outlying areas, how the guided tours is in some instances better way to go than to get off the trails in certain areas.
Yeah.
Still dangerous. But anyway, that's all I had to say.
Well, Daryl, now you have an opportunity to win. You know, we had the $20 gift certificate for Tosca's, or you can also win the video, which is the Legends of the Mountains. We have another question on this. Do you want to answer that? Do you want to save it for someone else to take?
I'll go ahead and let somebody else take
okay.
it.
Okay. What would you like? Would you like Tosca's or the video?
Since I already have the video, Tosca's is fine. And I have spoken with Gustavo over there, and I think he's doing. He's got an idea. In addition to his great food and drink selections, he's putting up some of our early El Paso artist paintings.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hopefully loan him some and maybe give him a few. But anyway, it's a great type of venue to show early El Paso art. So,
well, thanks so much for calling up, Daryl. Stay on the line. Shelley's going to talk to you about the certificate. And what we can do is our next question we can have.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Then you want to give the second question, Bernie?
What is the definition of archaeology?
There's a hard one. And no, you can't answer in the room here. I mean,
I think we stumped the guests.
Yeah, I mean, Marilyn's eyes just rolled the back of her head. Well, we're going to go to break. But again, that question is, what is the definition of archaeology? Call us up at
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Feed your passion at Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria. open for lunch and dinner at 4017 North Mesa. Try the white and red pizzas, signature pasta dishes, fabulous salads, and a special list of wines and craft beers. Tusca Stone Oven Pizzeria has free parking
if you
at 4017 North Mesa. Bring your family or have a group meeting at Tusca for a simple or elegant lunch and dinner. Or get it to go from Tusca Stone Oven Pizzeria, 4017 North Mesa, 532-2700.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now, 1-800-500-0409. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-0409. That's 1-800-500-0409. 1-800-500-0409.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
For free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-225-9306. That's 1-800-225-9306.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Hey, your microphone's blowing up. You might want to get it. Thanks to Spreaker, now your cell phone is a microphone, giving you the power to broadcast your world to the rest of the world. Spreaker lets you pre-record podcasts or host your own radio shows live from your computer or phone with guests and live callers. And it's all free. Just go to Spreaker.com, set up an account, and you're ready to record. That's Spreaker.com. It's time to broadcast your life at Spreaker.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Welcome back. Again, we still have our second hour. We have our guests, Maren Guida, Prince McKenzie, and Fernie Adias, and they're from the El Paso Archaeological Society, as well as volunteers at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology. And we want to bring up a couple of notices here. First, I want to let you know that you need to know that there are two new videos about El Paso history to see on El Paso History TV that can be found at YouTube. You can go to YouTube/El Paso History TV and watch the TV report on historic Hart's Mill and La Hacienda Cafe, which is located on the U.S.-Mexico border where Don Juan de Oñate crossed the Rio Grande in 1598. You can hear the plans and dreams of property owner Chip Johns, who led a tour of the for the El Paso County Historical Commission members, and it's a closed facility, unfortunately, but we got to go inside. And Bernie Sargent, the Historical Commission chairman, the gentleman sitting across from me, explained some of the history there. And another video that was just uploaded was the El Paso, on the El Paso History TV, is a video list of the people who were actually on the 1598 Oñate Entrada Expedition. Don't expect to see a lot of women on there, but you'll see all the men that were listed there. Okay, and this YouTube channel is supported by the El Paso County Historical Commission and has 80 different TV reports, lectures, mini documentaries, historical events recorded since January of 2013, and is also now underwritten by with support from the Hunt Family Foundation. Now, there's a source for teachers to use out there. Kids don't even have to leave the class. They can go there and check it out. Bernie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any time of year is a good year, a great time of year to give the gift of history. The El Paso History DVDs are for sale in the gift shop at the El Paso Museum of History and start off 2016 with a membership to the Museum of History for you, your family, and your friends. Memberships start at $15 a year. For more information, call 915-351-3588. And we still have an unanswered question.
I know. But, well, actually, we had a change in the prizes.
Yeah.
The video did end up, Daryl decided to take the video. So we have a $20 gift certificate to Tosca's. And what was that question again?
What is the definition of archaeology?
Come on, you can figure that one out, gang. It's old things. No,
yeah,
that's
it's not a really easy one, too. It's only a few words, but it says it all.
Okay, in the meantime, we're going to go back to our conversation with our guests. And Marilyn Guida was talking about former Mayor Hervey and his involvement in the history of El Paso.
Yes, I wasn't here back when the idea came about, but Mayor Hervey apparently is the one who donated $150,000 toward the creation of the history and the archaeology museums in El Paso. And Prince just told me that there was an alderman on the serving with Mayor Hervey who was in building construction. His name was E.H. Baeza. And he donated the labor for the construction of the history and archaeology museums. So interesting.
And when was this again?
Factoid. This would have been in the mid-70s because the archaeology museum apparently opened around 76 or 77. There's a plaque on the archaeology museum wall that says 76, but that may have been when construction finished. So if anybody knows,
give us a call.
76 or 77.
Another trivia question.
Yeah, let us know. And I wanted to mention Joan Price, who we heard from last hour. She is going to be the featured speaker on Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m., speaking about this fascinating occurrence of jaguar images at Three Rivers petroglyph site. These are petroglyphs. In other words, you take a rock, you use that to remove the patina in the shape of the image that you want. Now, why is a Mesoamerican jaguar image showing up in New Mexico?
That was their favorite car to drive.
Well, I would love driving one too, but that's not what Joan's going to be talking about. So she's going to be exploring her research on this subject. So we lots of PowerPoint photos.
Well, I know they found jaguars down in the Chihuahua area in the past.
The real jaguars are out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there
this
has
is
still
their territory.
Been, there's still been talk, rumor that they've actually seen them here in the area. But, yeah. You know, is it they're seeing a mountain lion or a bobcat or?
Yeah, actually segue to the zoo. The El Paso Zoo is talking about creating, in fact, there's money being allocated to create a Chihuahuan desert experience at the El Paso Zoo. And I understand from their plans, they're planning to include a jaguar and a mountain lion, which they do not currently have at the zoo, in this new exhibit space.
Wow.
So that's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to something that will help our local residents and kids and visitors understand what is the Chihuahuan Desert? Why is it so special? This is an incredibly important place we're living in.
We used to have parrots here. A lot of people don't realize that.
And parrots are another one of the animals that the zoo plans to include. Yes. And parrots were brought up from Oaxaca, Mexico, the tropics.
Mm-hmm.
In ancient times, they were bred at Paquimé, 250 miles south of El Paso at the ancient city of Paquimé, and they are found in burials in Zuni and Hopi areas and other parts of the Southwest. So there was this incredible north-south trade moving turquoise from Nuevo Mexico into Mesoamerica and moving parrots north into our area. So I mean, and then there was Shell going from east to west, from the Pacific and the Atlantic and the Gulf into this region. The people that lived here in ancient times had their handle on the whole world, really.
Oh, it's amazing, yeah. I mean, at the, even at Keystone Heritage Work, we found we have remnants of different types of pottery and such. But we're going to go to break right now. If people want to give us a call, again, on the archaeology question, was what?
Is the definition of archaeology. 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, insurance company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-705-2776. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-705-2776. That's 1-800-705-2776.
There's nothing quite like a townhome here at the Birches.
Oh, granite countertops.
They're marble, darling.
Oh.
We'll have to do a credit check to see if you qualify for this exclusive community.
Thanks to the tools and help on Experian.com, I know I have a 783 FICO score.
Impressive.
So, let's cross out the no pet clause.
Sure.
Honey, show Scooter the apartment.
Is that a...
It's a wolf dog hybrid, so technically still a canine.
FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions, so get your credit swagger on. Go to Experian.com, become a member of Experian Credit Tracker, and take charge of your score.
It's time for a New Year's resolution you can keep. Musical bliss. How? With My Favorites Radio on our iHeartRadio app. Every song you thumb up from your favorite stations is added to one personal station. Your station. My Favorites Radio. iHeartRadio. All your favorite music. All your favorite stations. All free. Use our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, I also want to welcome everybody back again, our guests Marilyn Guida, Prince McKenzie, and Fernie Arias in here talking about archaeology today. But we also want to mention a wonderful sponsor of ours who also believes in local El Paso history and its need of promotion is El Paso Inc. And we want to tell you what's going on this week only in the El Paso Inc.
How UTEP is changing the game when it comes to engineering and changing what engineers do after they graduate.
Why the Tiguas are getting into the wine business at $35 a bottle.
And what made El Paso the choice of businessmen who make upscale belts for men.
El Paso Inc. is available for home and business delivery and is also online at elpasoinc.com.
Or you can call 534-4422. And what is that website address? ElPasoInc.com.
You got my mouth wide open here, but that the number you gave was to subscribe and get it delivered, which is what we do at our home or your business. All right. One more thing was we do have an answer, or hopefully an answer to our second question, which was?
What is the definition of archaeology?
Okay. Hold on. Gloria? Gloria, are you there? Where did Gloria go?
She sounds like a ringtone.
Gloria?
That's not the correct answer, Gloria.
That's not the correct answer. Oh, we lost her. Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we'll see if she can call back. And what we're going to do now is we're going to step over back to Marilyn Guida. And we were talking about different things that are going on with Hart Hervey and the money he donated. And
well, you know, one of the – I have to recall that Jackson Polk, whose show this is, he asked what were the tribes that were here. And, you know, when archaeologists do their work, they can't interview the people of the past. And so, but we do know that historically, once the Spanish arrived, they started recording the names of the people that they were able to talk to, which is a huge gap, can you imagine, between Spanish, their Spanish, and whatever the tribes were that were in this region. But at any rate, the names that have come down to us are the Manso and the Suma. And those are the two main tribes that were right in this El Paso Juarez region. However, as we all know, the Tigua are here, and also the Piero people are here. Now, they may have been in this region prehistorically, but we know for sure that as a result of the Pueblo Revolt of 1680, which you ought to do a whole other story on, the Spanish brought the Tigua people of Isleta, which is located now, the Pueblo of Isleta is just south of Albuquerque. Brought those folks down here, escaping the Pueblo Revolt. The Indians were unhappy, and they had good cause to be unhappy. And the Piero people were also brought down here as a result of the Pueblo Revolt by the Spanish who were escaping the attacking Indians, basically. If there are other individuals listening to this who know of tribes from this region that I have not mentioned, please call and let us know.
Well, one other because one is the Tiwa, T-I-W-A.
Well, Tiwa, T-I-W-A, and Tigua, T-I-G-U-A, are the same group of people. And
except don't tell them that.
Yeah, well, that's the way I understand it. Sorry, so I don't want to offend anybody.
I have been corrected by the Tiwas and the Tiguas.
Okay, so what I know is that the T-I-G-U-A spelling is the Spanish spelling of T-I-W-A. Mm-hmm. Certainly the people who identify as such, they're the authority. I am not the authority.
Well, there's also the thought, too, is one thing that we discovered, or I learned with Keystone Heritage Park, was what is our relation also to the tribes in Arizona, to the Hopis, to the Navajos, to the Mogollon. I mean, there's so many different tribes.
Yes.
You know, is there some relation? Because I know we found the pottery here that are related to the tribes. And which, again, goes back to that trade reference.
Exactly.
So you know people have moved and lived and gone back and forth in those areas.
And the rock imagery has other clues as to relationships. So this is one of the fascinating areas that experts, and I am not one, are working on, is trying to look at all these different lines of evidence. And that's what archaeologists and anthropologists do. They look at as many lines of evidence as possible. The rock imagery, the artifacts, whatever linguistic information there might be, and so on and so forth, talking with contemporary people who have carried their stories down, their history, their migrations, and so forth over the years. All of those are lines of evidence. So will we ever be able to say 100% we know the answers? Yeah. I am not confident that we will be. But there are ways to explore these questions.
I mean, science changes over the years. I mean, it's just amazing. The things that were in concrete when you and I were kids in school, that doesn't work.
Over.
Now, going back to E-Pass, again, this is the wonderful work of volunteers. This information is so wonderful. Fernie, you were talking about, there's a publication?
Yes, with your paid membership to E-Pass. Am I close enough now?
Now you can speak into it. There you go.
Okay, with your paid membership to E-Pass, you get our monthly newsletter.
You know, we're going to need to do this, move you over to this one real quick. I hate that sound.
Okay, can
there
you hear me
you
now?
There you are. Now we can hear you.
Okay, once again, with your paid membership to EPAS, you are entitled to our monthly newsletter, which comes out every month. And again, not only introduces our speaker for that particular month, it also has other ideas. For example, my field trips that are also mentioned. And I did mention I do have field trips. I try to have them at least once a month. And I am working on one currently to a place called Alamo Canyon, or people know it as Diablo Dam. Okay, it's a wonderful, wonderful site. We have petroglyphs and pictographs dating back to the archaic and all the way up to historic period, which is fantastic. Again, some Apache, some Navajo, some Mogollon. I mean, just wonderful, wonderful site. And again, if you are a member of EPAS, my field trips cost you nothing. Okay, but I do ask that you do come prepared as far as wearing the proper attire, because we are out there in the wilderness, basically. There's a lot of bushes, a lot of rattlesnakes.
Water,
absolutely. Bring water, bring your lunch, because they're basically 8 hours.
You're not making sandwiches for anybody.
No, I am not making sandwiches for anybody. But you're welcome to make some for me, and I'm just kidding.
No picnic lunch, yes.
And also, with the paid membership, you're entitled to our professional journal, our professional it's called The Artifact, and again, that's put out yearly, and it's just this wonderful, wonderful article done by professional archaeologists here in our area. So it's just fantastic. So I do encourage you to join EPAS. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization, wonderful people that I work with that come and volunteer and help out. It's just fantastic.
I think you like what you're doing. Now I'm going to put you on. Hold on a second. We have a caller here. I think it's going to be able to answer our question. What is that question again, Bertie?
What is the definition of archaeology?
Emma, do you have?
Well, I'm going to try. It's the study of ancient civilization, culture, customs, way of life, everything.
I think she's pretty much. What do you think?
That's a whole lot of everything. Yeah, that'll work.
Yay! I mean, she had it even beyond what we had. This is great.
I just tried to, word it like a California graduate would say.
But it's old people. We talk about old people.
Yeah. Speaking of old people.
So, Meryl, did you have any other comments you wanted to make? Or
I love the program. I enjoy it. I'm a native El Pasoan. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, well, that's enough. Thank you very much. I'm going to have you hold online, and you're going to talk to Shelley, and she's going to help you out on how to get the prize.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks again for listening. That is, I love this when we get people that call. She'd had more on archaeology than I had and you had written down.
Yeah, just trying to make it simple.
Well, let's go back again. Like I said, we were talking about the different tribes of El Paso and the different areas. When you look at a lot of people, when they think of Native Americans in the Southwest, they always think of pueblos. Though we have go back even further than that, like at Keystone and some of the other areas where you have the pit huts. But we do have pueblos or remnants of pueblos. I have a friend that's an archaeologist, and it's amazing the one she's told me about. What can you share on that at all, on the pueblos, the ancient pueblos up, especially in the Fort Bliss area? I guess there's a lot of them out
there.
Well,
the major culture that occupied this area for a long time was, we refer to it as the Jornada branch of the Mogollon culture. The Mogollon culture stretched several hundred miles to the north of us and west, but this was what we call the Jornada branch because of the Jornada Desert in our area. And this is a Pueblo-type culture. This is also related to one of these earlier cultures that's very prominent in the Phoenix, Arizona area called the Hohokam. Mm-hmm. And then this is all tied together by the Pakime culture down at Casas Grandes in the state of Chihuahua, just south of us here. And so it was all tied together, and there was all kinds of exchange going on, like Marilyn mentioned. They were even sending copper from the north. Copper and turquoise was going to the south in exchange for the shells that Marilyn talked about and the feathers. And so El Paso has such a rich culture. And when there are burials are discovered of the Jornada branch of the Mogollon, then they're a Pecos, that they are a Pueblo culture, and so those burials are turned over to the Tiwa Indians because they are also of the Pueblo culture. That's their style of living, as opposed to the Apache, the Comanche, the Kiowa, who also operated in this area during a historic period.
I'm going to stop you right now to go to a break. If we have some callers who'd like to put some information in or ask questions, give us a call at
area code 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Feed your passion at Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria. Open for lunch and dinner at 4017 North Mesa. Try the white and red pizzas, signature pasta dishes, fabulous salads, and a special list of wines and craft beers. Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria has free parking at 4017 North Mesa. Bring your family or have a group meeting at Tosca for a simple or elegant lunch and dinner. Or get it to go from Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria, 4017 North Mesa, 532-2700.
Hey, your microphone's blowing up. You might want to get it. Thanks to Spreaker, now your cell phone is a microphone, giving you the power to broadcast your world to the rest of the world. Spreaker lets you pre-record podcasts or host your own radio shows live from your computer or phone with guests and live callers. And it's all free. Just go to Spreaker.com, set up an account, and you're ready to record. That's Spreaker.com. It's time to broadcast your life at Spreaker.com.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-0409. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-0409. That's 1-800-500-0409. 1-800-500-0409.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments, and by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, good morning. We're closing in on the end of our show shortly, but we want to mention what's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks' programs. And we have on January 9th, our topic is U.S. Army and Buffalo Soldiers. Our guest is director of Fort Bliss and Old Ironsides Museums, John Hamilton, and he'll be elaborating on the Membrillo Basin battle with the Apache chief Victorio. And we can talk about the progress they're making at the Post Museum. And then on January 16th, hour one, we're going to hear about a new film, Before the Alamo, with guests from the Spanish Club, including the newly appointed honorary consul to El Paso and Spain, Martha Vera. And we'll also have the show's producer in with us in the studio. And then the second hour, El Paso High School, their 100th anniversary is beginning, and it's a kickoff, and they're going to be talking about their Trost building, of course, which is one of the more famous buildings we have in El Paso, done by Trost. And their reunion committee will be talking, plus Melissa Arras is president of the Texas Trost Society, and she'll be on to talk about this also. And I want to give a shout-out to our wonderful team in the control room. It's Shelley Sutherland, our lovely call screener. And we have Sergio Valenzuela. He is the man that keeps the show on the air. And I think, actually, with a name like Valenzuela, he should be teaching cha-cha rumba classes. You know, that's what
I keep thinking. Pitching for the Dodgers.
Pitching for the Dodgers. Yeah. There you go. And pretty much, now you've got...
Yeah, I wanted to mention about the Digi, mini Digi. You know, we got the digital wall at the Museum of History, which is wonderful. But we also have a mini digi, and it's a portable version of the digital wall and travels all around El Paso. It's currently at the Veterans Recreation Center at 5301 Salem. It'll be there till January 5th. There's a teacher training program on how to learn to use digi. You can upload photos and incorporate this program into the classroom. The teacher can also earn 2 CEP credits. If you're interested in that, please call the El Paso Museum of History at 351-3588 for more information. I got to tell you, when we had the kids from the Rotary in town from all around the world, and as soon as they went to that wall, they just had a ball with that thing. They were taking postcard pictures, sending them all over the place. It was great. It was great. Fun.
Okay, we have a caller online, too. We're going to grab him real quick. John? Good morning, John. Thanks for listening.
Hi. Nice listening to you guys, too. I was just wondering, how come they don't have, like, a, whenever they're bulldoze over all these properties and stuff to rebuild something, why they don't go in and collect the artifacts and cactus and stuff like that?
I know there is a cactus club that goes out and tries to save and collect cactus whenever they get a chance. And I, as for artifacts, does EPAS do anything like that? Or?
Well, I know out there by... where they're going to do this Montana Vista, that big old park out there, there's all kinds of artifacts and stuff out there. They're just going to plow over.
Well, I think they have to do an archaeological study, don't they? Let's ask our guests here, Marilyn, and this is Prince McKenzie.
There are requirements depending on whether or not it's city land, private land, or state land. And, for example, some of the really big projects that EPAS participated in was surveying large loops across military property, and those loops became the is it 375?
Yeah, 375.
And
610.
Dozens of EPAS volunteers walked out there and physically surveyed the entire surface before any construction was done. Those sites, those objects that were observed there were recorded, and then in the case of important sites, then archaeologists would have been called in to actually excavate those. And I don't recall that there were any major significant finds out there, but all of that was recorded, and it's a part of the history of the region.
John, thank you. Did you have any more input? Or because we're coming close to the end of the show here. John?
They're doing it. Hello?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm just glad somebody's out there doing it, because I, you know, whenever they built that Horizon development stuff and they did all that cutting the roads and stuff, there's a bunch of pottery and all kinds of stuff laying out there that they just cut right through.
Yeah, well, they're learning and they're doing better, and the laws have gotten better. John, I'm going to cut you off here now and go back to our guest, Marilyn.
Well, yes, I don't know all the laws, but I'm afraid that there are some sites that are lost to development because they fall between the cracks of the legislation, which is extremely sad. And I want to thank the Cactus and Rock Club, because they do rescue cactus, and they have replanted quite a number of cactus over the years at the Archaeology Museum. I also wanted to mention the EPAS volunteers who not only went out and did field work, but also made it possible for the Archaeology Museum to open it as a beautiful interpretive center. And those were Les and Helen Davis, Jack and Carol Hedrick, Tom Martin. We mentioned Jerry Fitzgerald. There's a lot, many, many volunteers that were involved with the Archaeology Museum when it was originally being prepared to be opened and over the years since then. And there were several diorama mural artists and other murals done by Bill Rakesy, Bill Kaczynski, George Bird, and later Laura Jackson.
Well, I appreciate it. We're getting time now. We're getting slowly. We're coming it in. I want to thank you, our guests, for coming in. We have Froniatis from the El Paso, from EPAS. Now, you're all EPAS members and El Paso Museum of Archaeology members.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We belong to it ourselves. And Bernie, thank you so much for being in here covering for Jackson. We'll let him come back next week.
If he's a good boy.
If he's a good boy. Happy New Year to everybody, and thank you for listening to the El Paso History Radio Show on...
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Greg's recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.